PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham, New York is opening a new state-of-the-art Black Box Theater this Saturday, April 14th. The Black Box is the all-weather portion of the new Pavilion Theater, which will open this summer. The festive evening celebrating the future of PS21 will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony, champagne toast, and a dance concert with the delightful Caleb Teicher and Neil Garris. There also will be a post-performance reception with the artists and tours of the new theater. PS21 was founded under the leadership of PS21's board president, Judy Grunberg, in 1999 to bring world-class performances to New York's Columbia County and adjacent counties as well. Judy joins us this morning to tell us about the new space and the upcoming season and all that's happening. And good morning, and lovely to see you. How's everything?
Lovely to see you, Joe. Our annual meeting is great fun.
I like it.
Everything is good. Everything is good.
All right. So let us talk. I assume, as we mentioned, the space has been around for a long time, and you've been living out of a tent. Was it always the intent to have a theater, something where you could have performances that were also smaller, but also could be in the bad weather times?
Well, the original plan was actually to have an actual building, a facility of some sort that would be year-round. But we began to realize that that would be sort of impossible during those times that we were thinking about it. The economy wasn't good. We weren't sure it would work out. So the best thing was to get people on the site, which is this beautiful 107 acres of preserved orchard land. And the way to do that was just to put up a tent. It sounds easy, but it turned out to be a little more complicated because it had to come up and go down and come up and go down for 12 years. But we were able to introduce our audience to the kinds of things that we wanted to bring them. And so this is just another stage in that mission. Of course, it's kind of weird because we went from something really, really basic with porta potty bathrooms and a trailer for the artists, and now to something with real bathrooms with flushable toilets. And you walk into this beautiful tile space and the light goes on, and there's upstairs and downstairs and an elevator. So there's kind of like no middle ground. We went from A to Z in a period of 13 years.
But what that tells me is that you have built an audience. They are a loyal audience and they love what you're presenting. Or you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing.
We hope so. We think so. We always we think our audiences now trust us and will come to what we bring them, we hope. And the Black Box was, the idea originally was just to replace the tent with something similar, but that was permanent, a permanent structure. And then my board realized that if we're going to go to all this trouble, and design it and build it, we might as well have a year-round component, because there was nothing in our area that was like that. There was actually a state-of-the-art theater where you could produce stuff year-round. So that's what we have. And so we have this amazing space, this very large Black Box, which opens in June into our, well, we haven't figured out what to call it, the shed, the pavilion. I like the word cicada, but that's just
my preference.
That
too.
Do you like the cicada?
I like that a lot.
Great. Well, and one of the reasons that's so good is when we were doing sound testing 13 years ago, the loudest thing on the property line were the cicadas.
Yes.
So, that's all you could hear. That and, of course, the trains. But anyway, we now have the ability to do things we couldn't do before. We have an intimate space, 99-seat theater that you can configure in any way you want. And we're so looking forward to it. We've had only two events there so far, which were sort of gala events, just like parties. But we've never had an actual performance there. So we are excited.
Yes, very excited. And the opening dance concert will be performed by Caleb Teicher as well as Nick Garris, and Sarah's going to be talking to them in just a few minutes and get an idea of that performance. But a perfect way to start off, because it's very emblematic of the type of programming that
you love
to do.
Well, it is. And Joe, Caleb Teicher's company was with us last year.
Yes.
And then even the year before, he danced with a company that danced with us. So we've kind of gathered these artist friends around. Very few of them are strangers. And Caleb is just the most charming. And they're going to do Nick Garais. They're both fabulous tap dancers. And in fact, Garais was called by somebody. He brought forth visions of Fred Astaire. And then Caleb was absolutely charming a few years ago when he did his interpretation of the Goldberg Variations with mm-hmm. two of his partners. He's subtle and charming, and the two of them are wonderful. And they have this show talking about all the different dance forms that have to do with using the feet and, you know, clogging and tapping. I can't wait. That's going to be part of the first. And if people don't really want to come to the whole thing and drink champagne and see the ribbon cutting, they can come on Sunday afternoon with their families. It'll be cheaper, and it'll be a repeat of the dance performance
this coming
Sunday. So we thought that would be fine.
In the programming sense, has it changed at all, given that you have these two venues or different spaces that are very adaptable? Has it allowed you to do things that you couldn't do before, and has it changed the programming at all?
Good question. Absolutely. Well, you know, it has given us the possibilities of doing small, intimate, for example, readings, and as we're doing, or small dance performances, more experimental things. And, you know, we didn't do much theater before because we just didn't have the ability to do it, and we didn't have much room for it in the summer schedule, which is full of dance and music. But now, as you can see from what we have planned for this, our spring theater, we have, except for one dance performance, a couple of dance performances, the other things are plays. And I will mention that we seem to have a theme here about guns, and it seems to be very timely as the national debate about the use of guns and the elimination of the guns and the whatever it is that we can't seem to talk to each other about because we're on each side of this debate. The Gun Show, a play by E.M. Lewis, who herself had a life of gun use when she was younger, and has become very interested in both sides of this debate. And this is not in any way, this does not take a position. It's a one-person play, and it just explores the role of guns in our lives. And after the shows, and there's going to be a kind of a question and answer with the audience. So, you know, it's a very timely theme. And also, Jamal Jackson's dance company is taking on the same theme. If you can visualize a pistol dancing in his Rob Day, and it's a journey that explores many connections to firearms. So those two things are occurring on April 20th, 21st, and April 27th and 28th.
And I should note that you can find that information and dates on all of this at ps21chatham.org. And but that's Guns in America, performances and workshops exploring the impact of guns in our lives. You're going to have a workshop at 10 o'clock on Saturday, the 21st, on this, and then another one on the 28th. About
exactly, yes. The
dance.
Actor Chris Smith is going to be running that workshop. That should be interesting.
So a lot going on there. So as you say, it really gives you an opportunity for theater. I know one of the things, this is coming up in May, so it's a little far out, but I'm very excited about the staged reading regarding Irma Bombeck.
Oh, Irma, our friend Irma.
Yeah.
I always, she was somebody I used to quote all the time.
Yes.
Years ago, was a great hero, heroine of mine. And because I love it when she said, if it weren't for the last minute, nothing would get done. And that's sort of the story of my life. But Nancy Rothman is going to be reading this, performing this one-woman play by the twin sisters, Allison and Margaret Engel, who wrote the Red Hot Patriot, the play about Molly Ivins that Nancy Rothman also performed several years ago. Nancy is amazing with her interpretations of these women, these important, strong women. She's great. I can't wait. And there are two performances of that. One woman play on Saturday, May 12th, and also on Mother's Day. It's the Mother's Day special at 2 p.m., and we hope everybody will bring their mothers on that Sunday performance to celebrate Mother's Day, because Irma Bombeck was the the penultimate mother. And one of the things I didn't know is she was a very big supporter of the Women's Equal Rights Amendment. So she used her name and her fame to support a lot of good women's causes.
One of the earliest interviews I did was with Irma Bombeck, and it meant so much to me. And she wrote me a little note after the interview, and she said, "Thank you so much for your support. Without it, I'd still be sorting socks."
Oh, I love that, Joe. Oh, gosh. I did not know that.
Oh,
how wonderful.
I just loved her so much.
She is
just an amazing woman.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Been gone a long time now, but is an amazing
She
woman.
Went much too soon. She
well,
was,
she
I
did,
believe,
yeah.
in her 60s or something like that. I know, but what a wonderful woman, and she so put into words a lot of the things that we all felt about our roles in life. And then on the following, on June 2nd, two amazing dancers, Larry K. Gwynn and Nicole Walcott, I think who will be familiar to our audiences, are doing this wonderful two-person zany, what we call zany backstage trip, called Places Please. And it's kind of like behind the scenes, two dancers getting ready for their performance. And Larry and Nicole have been longtime collaborators. They were here. Larry's company was here during our 10th season in 2015 with Nicole. And the two of them are wonderful. They did this for quite a while in New York this past year, and it's an incredibly funny a funny trip. So that will be on June 2nd. And then to cap off our spring season, our first spring season, we have the Actors Ensemble, veteran actors Fern Sloan and Ted Pugh, who are really well known to our area and are amazing actors, are doing a reading of Ionesco's The Chairs. And actually, Fern was telling me they were going to do a reading, but then they realized it was going to be a lot more than a reading, because they have to keep dragging out all these chairs and moving them around, and you've got to see the chairs. And we all have to collect about 35 chairs for this performance. So those of us on the PS21 staff have managed to gather a few, and we have a wonderful offer from the Habitat, the Habitat store, the Restore, to offer us some more chairs. So maybe we'll be able to gather 36 chairs.
Oh, I bet
this.
You will. I bet
I
you
think
will.
It will be a very cool performance.
Well, you have an amazing spring season, and it all starts this weekend. And again, it's Caleb Teicher and Nick Garris are going to be performing. Sarah's going to be talking to them in just a second, give you more information on that show. PS21 in Chatham is opening a new state-of-the-art black box theater this Saturday. To learn more about this event and all the events that Judy just mentioned, you can go to their website. It's beautiful. It's ps21chatham.org. ps21chatham.org. Judy Grunberg, it is always a great pleasure. We love you so much. Thank you for all you do for our radio station. Thank you for all you do for the community and for bringing the arts to us. It's a great pleasure to have you
here.
And
thank you, Joe, for your amazing interviews.
Thank you.